Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And remember, I know his first name is Tom, Burger King CEO who wanted you to call him.
Oh, I didn't. You know what? Can you give me a second? I can find where
find
we called
our,
him.
Our message, because we called this guy, Burger King CEO.
There it is.
He wanted people to call him and tell him if you were upset with any changes.
His name is?
Hey there, it's Tom at Burger King.
Tom at Burger King.
Tom at Burger King. The new CEO. He's
Tom at Burger King.
He's taking all your feedback. He shared his phone number with the world.
That's right. We called it.
We called him. We might need to call him again.
Why?
Because there was an announcement that Burger King is changing their Whopper.
That's your signature product. What are they doing? Adding or taking something away?
They are making three changes.
And they're three?
Three changes, and they're trying to change it for the good.
Okay.
But they're changing the bread. The bread will be swapped out for a more premium bun.
Bun experience?
Yes.
All right.
Better buns, hun. It's still going to have the sesame seeds on top because that you have to have that. But it's going to be just a different kind of bread. The packaging also going to change.
All right.
Previously, it's been wrapped in paper.
Yeah.
They're going to upgrade the Whopper. It'll now be served in a box so that the whole thing doesn't get smooshed.
Is that how the Big Mac comes in a box?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Taking a page out of the...
I mean, those are the rival burgers, Big Mac versus Whopper.
Exactly.
All right.
It says that the toppings are going to get an update. Each Whopper will now come stacked tall with freshly cut onions and tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and tangy pickles. Those were already in the sandwich.
But were they not fresh cut, maybe?
Maybe they were old cut.
Like they cut them in the morning, and then if you order a Whopper at 4 in the afternoon, that's the same onion.
The same.
So maybe that's it?
That's the difference?
So they want to provide, are they upping the price on it? Because it sounds like they're setting the stage for this to cost more.
Because
if you're making it more of a premium.
It does seem like that, Eric, but wouldn't you pay more? No, I would not. They also are going to make it better tasting mayo. So I'm going to call you on the carpet for that. That's four changes.
Huh. Yeah, you can't sneak. Oh, and by the way, better tasting mayo.
And also, no. It's already happening, though. I mean, the changes are happening nationwide.
Why would you give out the CEO president's phone number before a major change? It seems like this is backwards.
I gave you my phone number, and then I changed one of our flagship products.
He knew this was coming, right?
Tom! Tom!
You're a glutton for punishment, Tom.
This guy, he loves it.
Tom.
He loves controversy. He's stirring the pot. Tom Beckett.
If it gets people talking about your brand, right? There's no such thing as bad PR.
I guess.
I don't know.
Okay, the guy loves hate mail. It's Tom. The Burger King.
Look up Tom's phone number. I'm sure it's on the internet.
It's out there.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Big, busy weekend at my house, and I'm excited for all of it. Tonight, we're going to Marion for Marion Masquerade.
Masquerade! What's
hey,
that?
It is a show choir competition.
Oh, fun!
Yes. It's the last of the season for us. So.
Is the typical routine middle school, junior high is on the Friday, and then high school is on the Saturday?
Friday, or you'll do a Saturday morning. It's like own kind of
I've emceed Jefferson's, and they would do, I guess, younger kids in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he did it down at the Energy Powerhouse.
Right. So we've got our own time. It's middle school show choir, so we're wrapping that season up tonight. And then Saturday night, I finally get to be in on the Outsiders.
I just got this song out of my head yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We'll let it go. That's how it's always gonna go.
Such a good show. I cannot wait to see it. The thing I'm really excited about is I'm bringing my kids to see the show. So mom and dad went. We saw it on Broadway. We got all excited about it. We've been listening to the music in the car. We brought the playbill and we're like, oh, it's so cool. And trying to explain to them how it all happens. Audrey read the book.
I was going to ask. She's read the book.
She has read the book. She's watched the movie.
Awesome.
Just last year. She loved it. She's looking forward to this performance.
Listen to it in the car right there. We did.
Yes.
But it just, you're in the right frame of mind.
Right.
And just every song, like, oh, gets better than the next one.
Now, Cora has not read the book. And we are excitedly talking about this show and going there and our plan, because we got to like kind of carpool because everybody's doing different things for the day. And Cora's like, well, I don't know it, so I can't see it. But that's why you go to the show.
It's like, I've never been to New York, so I can't go.
I can't go because I've never been. Why you do anything? That's why you watch that movie. That's right. Why you read that. I've never read it, so I can't go. Come on, get in the car. We're going on a trip.
She's saying you guys have, an advantage.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, like, we're all, like, insiders, like, oh, I love this, right, this story, blah, blah, blah. And she is the true outsider going to see the outsiders.
Are you guys the socias?
Oh, my gosh!
And she, your daughter, Cora, is a greaser.
Little Cora the greaser.
That's it.
Oh.
Well, I hope they love it.
I do too.
I mean, you built it up, so and it's not like we're over it. It's so good.
It's wonderful. So I haven't heard anybody who's like, it's a terrible show.
No, just okay.
And if you do think that, don't tell me about it.
Don't tell her and don't go. Should I go or not go to the car wash? That's what I need your help with. I wasn't really thinking about it, and then, for no other reason than I was downtown for a meeting yesterday afternoon, parked my car. I walked to get a cup of coffee at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Dash. Every single car I walked by must have just come out of the car wash.
It was a good day for it. Yesterday afternoon was a glorious afternoon to head to the car wash. Today is going to be another one of those days to go to the car wash.
Today's going to be a long line of the car wash day, which
yes.
I don't mind. I've got a pretty open late afternoon. I could go do that. However, then I look Saturday and Sunday, there's a slight chance of snow,
right,
which means more brine will be put down on the ground.
Right.
But I also want to get the stuff that's on my car off.
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
I know. We're in a pickle.
I'm in a car wash pickle.
These little days, these little windows of opportunity.
Yes.
It's like, how bad is it now, right? How much gunk?
It's not as bad as it was earlier this winter when
right.
we did our Chicago trip, right?
And then you really get the
yuck. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm stuck.
I think it depends. When you pull up, how long is the line?
Well, this is also the game I like to play. Am I just due for a $5 wash? Like, this is my, I'd go to the matinee, but I wouldn't pay full price.
Yeah.
So do I try to find, because every once in a while,
this is a $5 wash.
Some of the smaller towns still have that one automatic bay that not a lot of people know they have.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I'll just go wash my car there for $5, which, one, finding a $5 car wash anymore,
that's a
big deal.
Yeah.
I feel like I might do a $5 today, and then once we get into March, go to the auto spa.
That makes total sense.
It's like, I'm going to cut my hair today, yeah. personally.
Cut his own hair.
I'm going to cut my own hair today.
He's trimming his bangs himself.
But then I'll have someone fix it later.
Great strategy.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. The company behind the scenes that makes cottage cheese sold under the Great Value brand mm-hmm. at Walmart has issued a recall, according to the FDA. The health agency said it's due to the possibility that the cottage cheese wasn't fully pasteurized.
Oh.
So far, no illness or hospitalizations. However, cottage cheeses purchased at Walmart's between February 17th and February 20th, so within the last 7 to 10 days, across 24 states, including Iowa, need to be checked.
Okay.
I could get into UPC things, but that gets confusing. So just check with your local Walmart. If you've got a Great Value cottage cheese in your fridge, they want you to throw that out. Check with your Walmart. Maybe there's a refund possible there. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signing a bill into law yesterday, increasing school funding by 2% during the upcoming school year. Iowa's K-12 schools will receive about $160 per student extra for the next school year. Total spend per pupil now over $8,100. School districts across the state were pushing for a 5% increase, said anything less than that is underfunding the state's school system. What's got us feeling all right? Prior to coming back to radio and joining the morning scramble,
mm-hmm.
I had a side gig. I used to volunteer to do play-by-play for area robotics competitions. Have I ever told you this?
You've mentioned that. I didn't know it was your side gig.
I have a side gig. It was called the first...
For area robotics competition?
Yes, area robotics competitions. First Tech Challenge. Two teams would go head-to-head, and it's not like the robots fight. You both have the same goals to accomplish on the game floor.
Like a task.
Who can get to the higher score of the two? This year... And this weekend, is the Iowa Championship in Coralville. And many schools in our area are represented, and we want to acknowledge each and every one of you. However, there is one school that is sending four teams this weekend.
Ooh.
Two of them are rookie teams from the seventh grade.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the home of Storm and Norman, Centerport Urbana. Four robotics teams competing.
Ooh.
The fact that two of them are seventh grade, I think that's pretty much unheard of.
That's pretty cool.
And two rookie teams going to the championships.
Never done it before.
And then based on the winner at this event, that will move on. And then the big nationals, I believe, are in Atlanta this year. So
Atlanta.
Woo! My land. So congratulations to all the schools competing this weekend. It's all going down to the Extreme Arena in Coralville. And a tip of the hat to our friends at CPU. Thanks for letting me know about this, by the way. Home of Storm and Norman and four robotics teams taking part this weekend in the First Tech Challenge. Forecast for today, it's going to be a sunny day. 57 is going to be our high. If you're doing any business in extreme southeast Iowa, or personal, I guess.
You can anything.
If you're traveling for business or leisure.
Wherever it takes you. If it takes you to...
Well, specifically, let's say down in the old Van Buren County or Lee County world, right?
Sure,
maybe you got a trip to Burlington today. Know you're driving into an area with a high... Well, it's a red flag warning area. So we've had that... We just had that, a week ago. High winds, dry conditions, warmer temperatures.
Yeah.
In fact, remember, last week, Johnson County had a fire. The exact reason we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep in mind, if you're heading south, southeast today, could be driving into a bit of a red flag warning. Around here, we'll see wind speeds still gusting upwards of 30 later today, otherwise 57 and sunny today. Tomorrow, if anything, a little light flurry activity in the morning, highs of 33. You're good to go to Des Moines and back.
Thank you.
Sunday, partly sunny skies, 32. Let's keep an eye on Sunday into Monday. That could be a 1 to 2 inch snow accumulation getting back to, the first week of the month of March.
Oh,
March
really?
Starts on Sunday. Yeah.
That's right.
Currently 29 now. It is the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yesterday, the reports from everywhere, E! Online, the People Magazine, U.S. Magazine, everybody was reporting.
Is it U.S. Magazine or Us Magazine?
Sorry, Us Magazine.
Why did I know that and you said U.S. Magazine?
I was trying to go
magazine.
From memory and I was doing alphabetical and that was not, it didn't work. Anyways.
If you're an entertainment source, you were reporting this.
Every major entertainment magazine was reporting that Pink and her husband, Carrie Hart, were over. They were finished. They've ended their marriage of over 20 years. And it was all it was a done deal. And they were just waiting for actual confirmation from Pink herself. And otherwise, every other indicator was that they were done. Splitsville. Until we do get word from Pink herself, because she updated her Instagram with a quick little video to the world.
I could just imagine what that relationship must be like, where there might be some disagreement going on, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that you have to set the record straight. Did
That's
you edit
point.
Any of that?
No.
Because I'm surprised she didn't lose it.
I know.
You could just tell she's had it.
Yeah, she.
And she brings up every point. I'm like, pink on the board,
yep.
Right?
Yep. All valid,
yes.
Valid points. And to have a really big story, you are nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the first year that you were eligible, and that's not even what anybody's talking about. They're talking about your demise. That is ouch, man.
Yeah, totally.
I'm having a good day, and you're trying to make it bad? No thanks. Macaulay Culkin, of course, very famous as a child actor for many new movies, but I think we all love Home Alone, do we not? He and his fiance, Brenda Song, have two little boys. They're 3 and 4. And they are actually showing them Home Alone, but they're using it as a tool to teach their kids about stranger danger. You know, the kids, they're learning.
Right.
This is a key moment. Brenda said she showed them the movie, and then they had a talk afterwards. And she talked about strangers. If you don't know somebody's name, that is a stranger. It doesn't matter if it's somebody's parents. If you don't know their name Or if you haven't seen them at our house, they are a stranger to you.
Good place to start.
Absolutely. Have that talk.
Somebody coming to the door, suspicious vehicle.
Yes, yes. Be on the lookout for those kinds of things. Those people are strangers and we do not trust them. They didn't fully get the movie. She said the four-year-old had a better time kind of understanding that concept. They like the hijinks.
Well, I was going to ask, when teaching about stranger danger, do you at least show them one trap?
One trap that can save
just your, one.
Save the home.
Paint bucket on the stairs.
Yeah. What's it going to be?
Nail at the bottom of the landing.
They have no concept of danger.
Oh, totally.
They also totally missed the fact that that's their dad.
I didn't even consider that.
They did not see Macaulay Culkin and think, oh, dad when he was a boy. Nope. He's just Kevin McAllister.
Just a kid almost a little older than them on a movie screen.
Uh-huh. They didn't make the connection at all. And they said, you know what? We're not going to tell them. We're just going to let them not know for a while.
I think that's the right way to do it.
Probably, yeah.
Home Alone, educational film.
So educational. March is just around the corner and we'll be in the thick of March Madness before we know it. Last year, to celebrate the basketball season that is, they had a special song, and it was Abracadabra by Lady Gaga.
I kind of forgot the timing of that song.
Right? They always kind of get a big pop culture song, and that is the song that is played before every single tip-off from the first game all the way down to the Final Four. It's a 68-team bracket, so you hear that song a whole lot.
And you got all the recap and the highlight videos and the montages.
Yes. What are you going to hear this year?
Good question.
This year, bit of a zag. You're going to hear Zach Brown Band.
Wait, are they saying Give It Away?
Give It Away is the title of the song, yes.
That makes no sense.
I don't know.
Am I missing something?
I don't know.
You don't want to give it away. You want to do the opposite. You want to take it.
Guys.
Give It Away, Zach Brown?
I'm scratching my head. Give It Away. I mean, Zach Brown Band is like, what? We just had a song. It's called Give It Away. And then March Madness, I don't know what those people are thinking.
Give It Away?
We want that song.
We should be dancing. That's a phrase.
Yes.
We've got a short time. It's a big tournament, but you gave it a time.
Yeah.
To give it away.
Give It Away.
Did the meaning of that phrase change?
I don't know.
I'm lost.
Did it Give It Away suddenly have a championship feel? I don't.
It does here.
Bit of a head scratcher on that one, but.
Also, it doesn't really pump you up.
No.
Kind of lays you back.
No, but.
Right? Got my butt in the sand. Zach Brown Band.
Cool drink.
Cool drink in my hand.
Well,
butt in the sand.
I guess that's how we're watching the basketball, right?
Yes, exactly. That's all I'll be watching.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
On this ninth week of the year 2026, the penultimate day of February, if you think about it. March starts on Sunday.
Yes.
Broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, latitude 41.88 degrees north, and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west, this is Nerd News. Why would the governor of New York City be involved in whether or not a citizen, a resident of the state, could have a special license plate?
How did we get all the way to the governor?
New York Governor Kathy Hochul stepped in to help a Long Island grandfather win his battle over a customized license plate reading P-B-4-W-E-G-O. P before we go.
P before we go. What's wrong with that?
Earlier this year, Seth Bykofsky shared a photo of a letter he received from the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles telling him P before we go had been found to be in violation of the department's regulations. The department prohibits vanity plates bearing messages that could be construed as derogatory, contemptuous, degrading, disrespectful, or inflammatory.
Now, hey, how do you know that it's not peanut butter for Wego?
No one ever asked that question,
huh?
Claire. That's
huh?
a great point. He, though, is the first to admit, as a grandfather who takes his grandkids on a lot of car rides, pee before we go is a very important phrase
That's
that they use
so
in the family.
That's so cute, Grandpa.
Controversy gets attention online. The governor catches wind of it.
Oh, boy.
She calls him and says, I will make sure that you, sir, get this license plate.
Wow.
Posted a video about it. She's like, I'm a grandparent also. I say this phrase all the time, pee before we go. Say it all the time.
Really?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. So she said, everybody should be reminded. It's actually a public service.
Thank you, so governor.
Thank you, governor. Thank you, sir.
Tip of the hat, governor. Governor of New York?
Governor of New York.
All right.
Be curious to see if more of these start popping up around different states.
Hey, I had a license plate that said something about peeing, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, pee on you doesn't count, Claire. That would, no.
That wasn't it.
No. P-O-N-U, it doesn't count. I would have vetoed that.
Okay.
I don't think Kim Reynolds is giving you clemency on that one. Let's play Game Wars between Hasbro and Mattel.
Yes.
You ready?
What's going down?
Okay. First of all, Mattel. Monopoly.
Ooh.
Scrabble.
Yep.
Clue.
Classics.
Risk. Life. Candyland. Hungry Hippos. Good Night 4. Yahtzee. That's all Mattel.
What's Hasbro? Twister?
Pictionary?
Okay.
Uno.
Yes.
Apples to apples.
That's a good one.
However, if you ask Wall Street, where do you put the money, Hasbro or Mattel? They say Hasbro.
Well, to me, Mattel is the doll people and Hasbro is the games people.
Mattel is more games than Hasbro, but what Hasbro has that nobody really sees it coming, but it's actually a nice secret weapon, they own the rights to Magic the Gathering.
Oh.
The nerdy card game.
Uh-huh.
They have a separate, entirely different division under Hasbro that controls the Magic properties, Dungeons and Dragons, along with digital and online video games.
When you get to that department, you know you're there. It is a
you are there. There's so much Mountain Dew Code Red everywhere.
And dragons.
And the reason, rightfully so, Wall Street likes them is because when you buy Candyland, you're not buying it again, right?
It's a one-off.
When you buy Candyland, even if it's $40, you spent $40 once.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering, you are constantly updating your deck of cards. You're buying deck packs that go for $200 a pop.
Of course I knew that.
You are participating in tournaments that you have to pay entry fees. Claire, more than 1 million unique players took part last year in a competitive Magic the Gathering tournament.
Wow.
You're also selling the opportunity for major brands to be in partnership, such as Spider-Man, Lord of the Rings, coming soon, The Hobbit. Hobbit Magic the Gathering. Star Trek Magic. So themed cards to nerd franchises.
You can have any nerd franchise you want.
Yes. So while Mattel.
Stranger Things.
Mattel will give you Clue and Scrabble all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hasbro is Wall Street darling because of their nerd product.
Interesting.
Because it's entirely.
They out-nerded them.
They totally out-nerded them.
Well done, Hasbro.
They out-nerded them. And I don't think Mattel saw that coming.
Wow.
Good job, Hasbro. Okay, this is not meant to be a riddle, but it is kind of a riddle. Is Axe body spray still Axe body spray if it sprays less Axe?
I'm confused on where the axiness comes from. If it's like the stuff itself, or is it just the smell of the stuff?
It is not the smell of the stuff. It is the stuff itself.
Okay.
Okay, here
what
we go.
What is that stuff?
Now, first of all, I want to start by saying I am a generation removed from Axe body spray, and I think the world would thank me for that.
Because mm-hmm. I've gone hard on
I
that stuff.
Been all in. And for those that remember the commercials or grew up with this in men's locker rooms,
pits to chesty.
It is cloud. It's like a bug bomb.
Well, it's because they were telling you to use so much of
yes.
it.
Yes. Instead like, of like under the pits,
no,
or even if
it
it's
was-
like.
It was an X.
It's the whole body.
That's
right?
A lot of product.
And it was spraying. The canister was designed to cloud you. Wow. I mean, it was like a rock concert in the fog they put out so you see the lights. Like, that was Axe body spray.
Yeah.
Well, they've just announced they're making a more streamlined spray so there is less overspray and you spray exactly where you want to spray. They're calling it Spray Tech. The bottle's weight and scent application is now lighter, meaning the cans are now 2.9 ounces instead of 4. So it's now cheaper for them to ship.
Wow.
But they actually contain 10% more sprays per can because it's not just spraying everywhere.
Oh, it's more concentrated.
It's okay. More concentrated.
Interesting.
Now, they've had their heyday. By 2012, Axe's U.S. product sales were $500 million. But as of late, since about the pandemic 2020, and I've noticed Old Spice is up their game.
Oh, yeah.
Axe is down. So the question is, will a more concentrated Axe help the brand, or are we done with Axe?
Even though it's a smaller Axe, it's a bigger Axe.
It's a smaller Axe, but it's a bigger Axe. That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, when you go to wield your Axe,
mm-hmm.
knowing it's a smaller Axe, like, do you feel inferior to the other Axes?
Will this activate the people that grew up doing the pits to chesty?
Yeah.
Thing.
That's a good question.
Like, I can go back to my middle school roots.
As the guy who would have over-axed had I been in that generation.
You definitely would have been an offender.
I definitely would have been an axe offender.
Yes.
Yes. We will see. This could be the demise of Axe Body Spray. We call it Dirt News.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Were you holding back more paper in the office? I can't see your head.
I missed a whole stack.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I had Ben go back and he brought it in.
There's
a lot of paper.
You're tucked behind that big old stack of paper over there.
I know. Let's get through some of this. I can feel good about recycling some paper if we get through all of the useless information on it. So give me a random spin here and a number and I'll give you something back for your trouble, mister.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
For the cost of one shiny number?
Yep.
You'll give me some useless knowledge?
If you give me one number.
Now I feel like you've given me magic beans.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not betting my soul against this.
Does feel like that.
I don't know why I'm afraid to tell you three.
Is good or bad, good or bad.
Old haggard witch from the woods, three.
That's how I feel. It's Friday and I'm haggard. Dr. Seuss. You know him?
Theodore Geisel.
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Seuss wrote Green Eggs and Ham after his publisher bet him he couldn't write a book using 50 words or less. You're so wordy, Ted, he said.
There's less than 50 words in that whole book?
Well, there's less than 50 unique words in Green Eggs and Ham, right?
Aha.
He repeats himself a lot. So he repeats them over and over, but yeah, he used 50 unique words.
He knows to name one of his characters Sam I Am.
Sam I Am.
Good for him.
I am Sam. Sam I Am.
Also, good for Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Woo. Another spin.
Two.
Number two. Interesting that we just partook in some jelly bean eating on Tuesday with their KFC themed jelly beans.
Yeah, if you missed that, by the way, the podcast is still up of us eating KFC flavored jelly beans.
Chicken, gravy, and sweet corn.
Yeah.
Just fun fact, jelly beans,
mm-hmm.
it takes between 7 and 14 days to make one jelly bean.
It does?
Apparently, the process to make a jelly bean, it's a lot of resting. And
is that the gestation period of a jelly
gestation.
Bean? It's 2 weeks.
I think as it goes through the bunny's body.
When a daddy bunny and a mommy bunny love each other, you wait 2 weeks and you get a jelly bean.
And then the Easter bunny just...
There it is.
Lays a jelly bean.
Oh, he lays a jelly bean after 2 weeks. That's good to know. 7 days to 2 weeks to make one...
7 to 14 days.
Jelly
days,
beans?
Days, not weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just
days.
Just days. But 2 weeks.
So if we want fresh jelly beans...
Yeah. You're going to have to wait 2 weeks.
Don't get them yet.
No.
But we're getting close to Easter.
Yeah.
Get your orders ready.
What a spin!
It's the Spin Doctors!
Woo!
Okay. We ended on... we're just in these low numbers. Actually, four.
Number four.
Yeah, but a three, a two, and a four, please.
It is a federal crime for someone who is not a postal worker to wear a U.S. Postal Service uniform unless you are in a play, you are in a TV show, or you are in a movie. A Halloween costume is not an excuse.
Really?
You could get a fine, 6 months in prison.
I could go to jail for 6 months if I went to Spirit Halloween and asked for a USPS and they sold me one.
Yeah, yeah. If they sell one, they
probably don't.
It's too risky.
They don't want to get in trouble.
It's too risky, friends. Don't do it.
Also, they're not very fashion forward.
Well.
So who's wearing that anyway?
It's a very specific body type to wear those shorts.
That's right.
Oh!
Daily Double, back to pile number four, please, where you just got the Postal Service story.
Okay. Owls.
Oh, my God, you have my attention. Owls.
I knew this would happen.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
owls will eat small rodents. That is the prey that they are after, right? They're higher on the food chain.
I'm well aware of that. Yes.
Of course I know that.
That's part of the reason you like barn owls, right? They take care of your rodents.
Yes.
Yes.
They're very helpful.
Yeah.
Well, the owls will eat that small prey, but they'll eat the whole thing. But all they really need is the meats, right?
Well, sure. You don't need the bones.
They vomit up the undigestible parts.
They
like
do.
Bones and fur. And they regurgitate those into something called owl pellets.
Wait a minute. This I didn't know this about owls.
You didn't know this?
I have a lot of questions.
This always blows my mind because I actually dissected an owl pellet when I was in fifth grade.
First of all, is it like the size of a hairball?
Yep. It's like a... Wait, what? Like from your shower drain? What hair?
Not from my shower.
Like the average hairball? What are you talking about? From a band? What?
From a cat. From a cat hairball.
I don't know how much a hairball from a cat is.
You show me how big the circumference.
It's bigger than a quarter. It's like quarter size.
Where's it? Is it coming back out of the owl's mouth?
It's from the mouth.
Thank
that
you.
Is an excellent question. I had that question in fifth grade too.
Okay, where did this come from?
It's like they eat the whole thing.
Mouse.
That was good.
Oh, and I don't want this part.
Then the stomach goes. Oh, I don't want this part.
So this is the mouse.
Yeah. Yep.
And then gurgle, 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 and then.
Exactly.
Owl
pellet.
Owl pellet.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.